And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got a loaded Sunday broadcast coming up for you today on The Alex Jones Show. A lot of news breaking, video clips coming up. And we'll start with an interview done with an illegal immigrant at the southern border, where you now have Border Patrol officials begging the Biden administration, please do something about this. Of course, the irony is what they're doing out of the White House, out of Washington, D.C., is actually opening the border. They're causing it. And, of course, anybody with any common sense or understanding of the issues knows that this is done, and a deeper understanding knows it's done by design. But here's the interview where an illegal immigrant admits the only reason they came, the only reason all these illegal immigrants came to cross the southern border was because of Joe Biden. Here is that clip.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that is going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
So where's your insurrection? Your insurrection is in the White House currently, with a wide open southern border. Gas prices and energy prices skyrocketing. Foreign adversaries like China looking at the United States of America and our current presidential administration as a laughing stock. Crime wave after crime wave. Instigated and motivated by Democrat Party politics. Like what we see in Portland, Oregon, almost every night. And now it's reaching a fever pitch. It doesn't seem to be politically motivated, but in Miami, they've now declared a state of emergency over the spring break crowds. Yeah, it's pretty wild out there in Miami. So we're going to have video of that coming up as well. We've got some political news. The Democrats want to end the filibuster, and the Democrats have all this legislation planned that they just want to ram through, and that's why they want to get rid of the filibuster so they can do as much in as little time as possible without having to worry about people like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley or others holding the floor in a filibuster so that this legislation like quote-unquote voting rights, which will just allow Democrats more avenues to cheat. There already are voting rights. If you ask a Democrat to explain what voting rights are there that aren't, they wouldn't be able to explain that to you. They do go down the same path. Oh, it's racist here. Oh, a black person doesn't know how to use the internet there. Oh, you know, Latinos can't even get a driver's license. Nobody actually believes that. It's totally untrue, but that's why they want to get rid of the filibuster. You have a federal judge who has just came out and made shocking but obviously true statements. Federal judge, D.C. Circuit Judge Lawrence Silberman. The headline from the Epoch Times, federal judge alleges Democrats are close to controlling all major news outlets. He was a famous judge as part of the key decision in the New York Times v. Sullivan case. But he says that this is now a threat to American democracy. And so we'll have the direct quotes from him coming up, as well as some of the latest COVID world government news. Yeah, they're admitting that the mandatory vaccines are against the Nuremberg Code. Yeah, they're admitting that they inflated the COVID numbers to fake all this whole pandemic to bring it out. And yeah, doctors and peers are now admitting this. But it doesn't matter. They're going to force you to take that shot. Now they have robot doctors because the doctors aren't even good enough.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, March 21st, 2021. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. And we have an invasion at our southern border. It's happening right now. We had a wall that was being constructed to try and curtail this. Unfortunately, the current White House administration is uninterested. And in fact, they halted production of that wall, leaving massive gaps, which has led to thousands, tens of thousands, ultimately hundreds of thousands, millions of illegal border crossings into this country. Now, take a logical pattern of thought to the issue at the southern border. Now, you can say it doesn't exist. That's just an illogical conclusion. We know who's reached that conclusion. You can't really deal with these people anymore. They don't live in reality. So, you have an invasion at the southern border. Well, what's the logical conclusion? Strengthen the southern border. Well, what's the best way to do it? Build a wall. Okay. Build the wall. They halt construction. But wait. We have a wall in Washington, D.C., surrounding the criminals in Congress, blocking out we the people from being on Capitol grounds, going inside the Capitol building, taking tours. You can't even probably get anywhere close enough to the White House to see it these days. That's what a third world dictatorship looks like. So no wall at the southern border to protect the national security of this country. You know, the Russians are such geniuses, they somehow rig every election that the Democrats want to claim they did when they want to steal it or when they want to create a narrative. But the Russians can't figure out how to sneak over our southern border, though. They couldn't figure that one out if they wanted to come in here and do all these dastardly deeds that the Democrats claim they're up to. Of course, that's just more of the big lie or the big series of lies that the Democrats will tell you. So, wall for the criminals in D.C., no wall for you at the border. We also have now increased military presence in the Middle East, and the Biden administration and the Pentagon now want to send more. So your troops are not stopping the invasion that we have at the southern border. No, instead, they're being used to occupy other foreign lands, foreign soils. So you're not allowed to have a wall to protect your national security. You're not allowed to have a military to protect your national security. But the Biden administration says national security is one of its top issues. But there's no crisis at the southern border. Maybe somebody will do this. You could do this. I'm certainly not suggesting it. But I'm sure if you wanted to, if you were doing a journalistic stunt, you could probably go down to the south of the border into Mexico. Or, I mean, you could just I guess, load up a boat off the coast of Florida. I mean, any way you wanted to, you could probably carry hundreds of firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition right across that southern border right now. Right now. Maybe even some homemade explosive devices. Maybe some COVID-covered cloth. Ooh. Oh, maybe you wanted to take some COVID-covered cloth, which is, of course, already coming over here with the illegal immigrants. 10% testing positive for COVID, then being released into the country. And that's just 10% of the ones that volunteer. It's only about half or less that even volunteer to be tested. Oh, but that's not a problem. So, see, national security isn't a problem when it comes to our southern border. And COVID isn't a problem when it comes to our southern border. But for you, you have to be spied on. You have to be tracked and traced. You have to be investigated like a terrorist. You have to be treated like a biological weapon. You, the American citizen. You come in here from Mexico, you could come in here illegally. You could have hundreds of guns, find a way across the border. You could bring in just vials of COVID-positive saliva or whatever the hell else you want. Be no problem at all, right under Biden's nose. And they'd say it's just not a problem. But if you, the American, want to go out to a restaurant, well, you got to be treated like you're a biological ticking time bomb. Oh, you want to go out to the club? You want to go out to a ball game? You want to send your kids to school? Well, you're potentially a biological weapon. You are carrying biological material, and so therefore, you're going to have to be tested and screened and scanned, and maybe then you can go watch a ball game or go to school. Maybe. Of course, we'll put you behind a plexiglass barrier. We'll put a mask or five over your face. We'll sanitize everything 5,000 times. It's not an insane society at all. Totally normal. Oh, I wonder where this is. Yeah, the good business plan, bucko. Texas restaurant owner creates $50 surcharge for customers asked to wear a mask. So if you don't wear a mask when you go in, they're going to ask you to pay $50. Oh, my gosh. It's a total breakdown of civilization at this point. But here it is. I meant to go to this earlier. I'm sorry. But so they show up wearing Biden shirts. They show up at the southern border wearing Biden shirts. This is not the first interview that we've had on national media where the people coming across the southern border illegally say, no, we did this for Biden. We did this for Biden. Biden, save us. Here is another interview with an illegal immigrant point blank saying, I did this because Biden was president.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that's going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
You know, here's the frustrating thing. We're not dealing with sane people anymore. We're not dealing with rational people anymore on a street societal level, but we're dealing with straight up liars and criminals at a political level. So it doesn't even matter. I mean, we've got border crossings up hundreds, thousands percent since Biden got into the White House. It's a total invasion at the southern border. They're testing positive for COVID and being released. Not that it even matters. I'm not even afraid of that. I don't care. What about the tuberculosis? What about all the other disease? It's not even about that. It's about, do we have a country or not? But so you could sit here and lay out all the facts, say, look, here's the invasion at the southern border. Here's the Biden administration responsible for it. And they just thumb their nose at you. They just don't even care. They just act like it doesn't happen. They don't care. Or they know it's going on, but they're just total jerks. So they just say, no, there's no invasion. Shut up, racist. And then they turn around to their friends like, that's who these people are, man. It's like, what's the guy's name in Billy Madison who wanted to take over the Madison hotels? Just a little weasel rat. Just lying to everybody. But everybody knows he's lying. He knows he's lying. It just doesn't matter. He's just a weasel. That's who these people are. There's no border crisis. What? There's no problem at the border. They're not being released inside the country with COVID. They know it's happening. They know they wear Biden shirts when they get here. They know they go on national news interviews and say, yeah, we came here for Biden. They just don't care. They're just liars. They're weasels. They're thieves. They're con artists. Jen Psaki gets up there. She says there's a southern. She slips up and says crisis at the southern border. Slips up and says it. Oh. And now they're like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a crisis, but there was always a crisis. It's Trump's fault. Oh, there it is. It's Trump's fault. I got it. So then whenever they get caught in the unmitigated disasters that they create, like at the southern border, they just blame Trump. They just blame Trump. And then they turn around to their little other weasels in Congress and they go,
we said there was no crisis at the southern border.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, which is the place to be in Texas right now. It was so crazy over the weekend, you couldn't even get a hotel room. I guess everybody's coming here to party because we don't really do the masks anymore, and the bars are just lit up. And maybe that's part of that, partially because they're also putting the homeless here in hotels too, but you couldn't even get a hotel room this weekend. And the bars and the nightlife was all just elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder. So if you're looking for a good time. But ladies and gentlemen, you know InfoWars is the most banned news network in the world. Certainly by now, you know why. If not, we are next year's news today, but you're not supposed to know next year's news today. See, the New World Order has a plan for you. Well, we have an alternative plan for you. That's for you to empower yourself, for you to live independently and live your best life. And part of that is not just supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on air, but getting the health supplements that you need to keep you physically fit, keep you at the top of your game. That's the ball game at InfoWarsStore.com with all of our supplements, many of which are on sale right now. Big mega sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Top selling supplements like BrainForce Plus are 50% off. VasoBeat Complete, 50% off. Alpha Power, Prostagard, Cavachil, the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash, and so much more on sale, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on those select items, by the way. It's not store-wide, but on those select items, you purchase those items, free shipping with those items. Check out the air filters. Check out the water filters, all the emergency supply gear, just a whole store there at InfoWarsStore.com, much of which we never even promote or talk about. It just sits on that website waiting for you to discover it. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com at some point during the broadcast today, whether it's while I'm on air with you till 6 or when Tom Papert takes over and hosts Sunday Night Live from 6 to 8 p.m. with all of his breaking news coverage and special guests. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. There is radical left-wing violence breaking out all across the United States right now, and it is just that. It is radical left-wing violence. However, I feel bad for the police that have to deal with this, but this is what the left has created, and perhaps it needs to come to its fruition so that people can wake up to see how dangerous left-wing politics are, Democrat Party politics are, and then their street minions are. So let's take a look at some of what is going on. This was in Michigan, East Lansing. Guys, roll the B-roll from clip 11 and then clip 6. Clip 7 and then clip 6. 7 and 6, just roll it back to back, and I'll do commentary over it. There's a lot of cursing and everything. But so this is large groups, large contingents of left-wing radicals, Antifa and commies and such, and they're going through neighborhoods now in Michigan and, you know, chanting down with capitalism and all this stuff. And then they run into a gentleman that has a Trump flag on his window and a Back the Blue sign. And so, you know, that house immediately becomes a target. Some of them are actually on the guy's property. It was probably not a very smart thing to do, but these are not smart people. And so there you go. So now the commies are coming into a neighborhood near you. So just remember that. It wasn't just the McCloskeys. It wasn't just in Washington. It wasn't just in Michigan. Folks, it will be coming to a neighborhood near you. These are radical left-wing commies. To their credit, you know, the sun was out, so they normally don't get too violent during the day. But that sun goes down. Boy, watch out. They are burning and looting and raping and pillaging like they were pirates or something. They dress like it, too, so I guess it works out. Then, guys, you can now roll the B-roll of clip 12 and clip 13. This is in England, in Bristol, England. Anti-police demonstrations. They're burning police vehicles to a crisp. They're smashing in the Bristol police station, smashing in the windows, having a bit of an old rye there. And so this is, again, left-wing violence. Now, the same police, though, have been extremely aggressive towards anti-lockdown protesters in England. So it's a bit ironic now that they go out when there's an anti-lockdown demonstration, which is actually peaceful and not aggressive, but they arrest them and they get aggressive with them. But then when the violent mob show up and burn their precincts to the ground and burn cars to a crisp, they seem to want to stand down in those instances. So, yeah, peaceful protesters protesting and demonstrating for freedom, yeah, take them down, take them out. They're the bad guys. But these guys showing up with torches and pitchforks and skateboards and hammers and bats and billy clubs, banging windows, smashing police vehicles, yeah, we're going to stand down and we're going to let that happen. That's a sane society that you're dealing with there. Okay, but it doesn't stop there. My goodness. So you have, let me also hit this headline, though. Stop destroying our kids' lives. Clashes, arrests as thousands protest against COVID lockdown in London. So, yeah, the police showed up and were aggressive with the anti-lockdown protests, made a bunch of arrests, smashed people. But when you show up to burn, see, that's the problem. They should not have showed up as an anti-lockdown protest. They should have showed up as an anti-cop protest, burned their building to the ground, and bashed their police vehicles in. Then they would have been allowed to get away with it. But because it was an actual peaceful demonstration for pro-freedom, they get arrested and they get water cannoned. So, again, maybe I don't feel so bad for those cops in London, but this is the society that the left is creating. So Miami has now declared a state of emergency over spring break crowds. Let's go ahead. First, let's check in on the spring break crowd there in clip 8, guys. All right, so we're on the streets of Miami. Seems as though a fight has broken out. Okay. All right. Okay, so not too abnormal right now. Some activity, nobody really wearing a mask. Couple people maybe, but this is where things are about to take a sideways turn, ladies and gentlemen. No, not this individual running away from these guys that are apprehending him, but a very strange event is about to occur here. Now tell me if you've ever seen anything like this. Watch this now. Watch closely. What? Look at this. No. Pay attention now. Have you ever seen anything quite like that? So I guess we're going to call that an organic flash twerk mob. An organic flash twerk mob busting out in the middle of the streets of Miami. I swear, man. I mean, what motivates a human being to do that? Here's some of more of the crowds. And then, guys, roll clip 11. This is really why you had the curfew take effect, because these crowds were really getting out of hand. And they were going into private establishments and businesses and actually attacking people and robbing people. Guys, if you can roll clip 11 before the break, that's the police station. But basically, the spring breakers in Miami are completely out of control. If it was twerking in the street, we'd allow it. But they're going in and they're attacking people in restaurants. It's completely out of control. But this is all left wing. This is all Democrat Party policy. This is all what's going on.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. The global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from it. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's some whores in this house. I'm a certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet. Make that gate weak.
Yeah, we getting it now.
Yeah, you dealing with some wet. Bring a bucket and a mop. Wet.
This is
everything you got.
This is Parker.
Wet. Beat it up, baby. Catch a charge.
This
extra
is
large and extra hard. Put
this
your cookie right in your
here,
face.
Folks.
Swipe your nose.
This is
like
next
a
level
car.
Genius.
Hop on top. I wanna ride. I do a kick.
This is progressive.
Look at my mouth. Look at my thighs.
Okay.
Butter is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up. Well,
Don't put InfoWars back on. Yeah, come on.
I want you to park that big
Mack. Give the people what they want. A big fat ass in the middle of the busiest intersection in town.
I don't clean, but let
with
me
Cardi
say I got
B talking
dream.
About her
me, trip down
genitalia.
Me,
this is what I'm talking about. This is how you build civilizations right here. This is how you promote. This is how you promote true renaissance to the next generation of youth right here. We've done it. What would we do without Cardi B? What would we do without twerking? Wow, that's incredible. But just so you get an idea of why they called the state of emergency in Miami, guys, roll the other clip, clip 11. We kind of cut it short when we went to break last segment. It's just totally out of control. And I'm pretty confident that all these people that were showing you rioting or going into neighborhoods waving Chinese flags and hammer and sickle flags and communist flags, I'm pretty confident none of them voted for Trump.
just going to step on a ledge and just say, I don't think any of these people voted for Trump. Take what you will from that, okay? But I'm just going to step out on a limb there and say these don't look like Trump voters to me. But I could be wrong, even though they say Trump supporters are the ones that are, you know, insurrectionists. But we're not the ones that opened the southern border. We're not the ones that want to rewrite voting laws. No, that's not us. So I'm not sure if we just can't play clip 11. But basically, the spring break crowds are going into restaurants now and just savagely beating people, just causing fights in the middle of restaurants now. So it's not exactly a good thing there. And so now you have a state of emergency in Miami. But hey, all you got to do is play some Cardi B and bring out the kegs of Pepsi, and all will be just fine. Okay? So there's no need to worry about this. This is not the breakdown of civilization. No, in fact, I would say it is. And here's some of the other instances that I see here. And let me segue this properly with just a little anecdote here. There we go. Yeah. See, now it makes sense. So it didn't make sense with me talking, but if you put Cardi B behind it, then it works. Go ahead, hit it. Charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Yeah. Swipe your nose like a credit card and Cardi B's butt. That's what you want to do. And then all the girls think they're Cardi B out shaking their ass in the middle of Miami. So when I'm talking over this video, it doesn't really work. It's like, dang, this is something messed up. But you play Cardi B. But see, no, I'm serious. You play Cardi B, and then you play that, it actually works. I'm serious. That's because that's the aesthetic. That's the energy. That's the frequency. So, yeah, that's what you get. All right, the anecdote here as I segue, though, to the breakdown of civilization. Arizona Senate to hand count 2.1 million Maricopa County 2020 presidential election ballots. We'll see if anything comes of this. Now, why do I say this? Because you also have Trump who said, oh, I didn't lose to Biden, laughing about how he fell off the stairs, fell down on the stairs, probably smashed his shin bone. Well, the irony actually is that, you had more votes than Biden, but you let them steal it. So I guess, you know, you did lose to him. But I understand what you're saying. We get it. You did actually win, but you lost. They cheated and they won. And it happened when you were president. So we can all laugh about it, but they're destroying our country right now. And here's the breakdown of civilization, though. A congressman from Connecticut, Jim Himes, points out what I've been pointing out for over a year now, how there's basically two different realities right now. And you can pretty much choose what reality you want. And there's a little more gray area, but you understand. Here's some of the breakdowns. So Jim Himes, representative from Connecticut, says this. There's a problem that the American right cherishes ideas that aren't true. That's us. We cherish ideas that aren't true, according to this Democrat congressman. Yeah, us. Tax cuts pay for themselves. Well, actually, every time that you've cut taxes, the federal government has increased tax revenue. That's just a historic fact. Now, I'm not sure what you're saying when you say tax cuts pay for themselves. That doesn't really make sense. But again, when you're talking about Democrat Party policy, they want to raise taxes. So how does that pay for anything? It just pays for their bigger government. Climate change is a hoax. Again, worded wrong. Man-made climate change is a hoax. They're not even honest about their own policy. Masks don't work. Well, your medical god, Fauci, wrote studies in the 90s about how masks didn't stop the spread of disease during a pandemic, but actually increased the spread during the Spanish flu. That was Fauci that wrote that. It was Fauci that went on 60 Minutes and said masks didn't work. And it's just common sense that masks don't stop viruses, but don't leave a good fact to the Democrats to understand. So they say masks don't work is something we don't understand. And then Trump won. Trump won. That's something that we don't understand. Even though Biden didn't win half the counties that Obama won when he got his record-setting votes, Biden only won one of 19 bellwether counties. He was 0-for-4 in the bellwether states. He cheated. So Trump lost, but Biden cheated. But here's my point. There really are two realities right now. And the lines that they're drawn upon have never been bolder and more distinctive. Do you wear a mask or do you don't? Or do you not wear the mask? Do you believe COVID was the deadliest pandemic or not? Do you believe Trump actually won the election or not? Do you believe anything that a Democrat or a liberal on television tells you or not? I mean, these are the distinct lines of reality that have been drawn now. And these are basic things and there's gray areas, but that's where it's at. So that's why every Democrat that you run into loves the mask, two masks, three masks, loves the shutdown, loves it all. They're living in the fake pandemic. That's the reality they chose. You most likely didn't choose that reality. You're tuned into this broadcast. You most likely don't wear the mask. You know the science that the masks don't work. But see, these are the realities. So I can go out in Austin, Texas, and I did, and I went to dinner a couple times this weekend. I don't wear the masks. My friends don't wear the mask. Other people in the restaurants wearing masks. Nobody asked us to wear a mask. I'm thinking, why are these people wearing a mask? They choose to live in the reality that they're living in the deadliest pandemic of their lives. Doesn't matter that there's a 0% increase in the death. 0%. Doesn't matter to them. They've chose the reality that's been presented to them by the TV, by the liberals on TV, by the Democrats in politics. And so that's their reality. But, you know, it's even worse than just the two realities because people are really getting out of control. Now, here's kind of a juxtaposition. New Jersey press member John McCall threatens Congressman Jeff Van Drew, former Democrat, switched to Republican because he saw the way the Democrats were going. So these are reporters now leaving death threats to members of Congress, but saying, oh, you committed treason. The penalties for that is death. But then you have a basketball player from Ohio State who lost. It was a big upset for Ohio State to lose. And one of the basketball players was sharing private messages he was getting, just absolutely despicable. And I'm just sitting here thinking, if a game of basketball is that important to you and you're not even playing in it, then I think there's something wrong with you. Meanwhile, Illinois man accused of threatening Trump and other federal officials has been charged and arrested. Damian Grant of Peoria, Illinois, sending threatening letters to the president and others. So again, civilization is breaking down, and when people are telling you the big lie and you believe it, that's the number one cause.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists, and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's natural defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to stick on this trend of society breaking down, and, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. We have way too much propaganda. We have way too many political lies. We have way too much fake news on television. Way too much inundation of our smartphone and the propaganda's there into our consciousness. And so that's why you have people going crazy over a basketball game loss and sending threatening messages to, you know, teenage athletes. I mean, how despicable. That's why you have women going out into busy intersections of Miami and putting their bare ass in the air as some sort of Cardi B WAP ritual. That's why you have members of the press sending threatening messages to members of Congress. Now, I will say that's actually kind of more par for the course because these political things do tend to get heated, and we are living in some serious times right now in America. But there's so many lies dividing us, whether it's the big lies about the pandemic, the big lies about racism, the big lies about whatever it is that the media is pushing. It's sending civilization into a downward spiral, and we're all witnessing it. But what's sad to me is, and this is really a phenomenon that's taking course, I would say hardcore, I mean really hardcore in the last 2 years, more so maybe even in the last year. And it's that you can't even escape the propaganda anymore, because it used to be, I would say maybe even two, but 3, 4, 5 years ago, it used to be you could, for the most part, watch a sporting event and not have to deal with the propaganda, whether it was the race baiting, the Democrat Party, the communism, whatever it is, you'd have it, you know, speckled here and there, but it wasn't in mass. Now it's you can't even watch a game, which is too bad, because I was trying to enjoy some of the college basketball tournament this weekend, March Madness. I was trying to enjoy some of it. I couldn't enjoy it. I could not enjoy it. I could not enjoy a single moment of what used to be a great American tradition. A great escape for people to just get out of their real world for a second, get out of their lives for a second, and just have some fun. watch some kids play basketball. The pageantry, the excitement. Can't enjoy it anymore. Can't enjoy it. And I tried multiple times. And every time I would flip the game on, no matter what station that they had it on, there's like four stations right now because there's like a bunch of games going on. No matter, every time I flipped it, boom, I got hit with propaganda. Every damn time. Literally every time. Whether it was the race baiting, whether it was the Democrat Party propaganda that, you know, they, oh, the Democrats are fighting for voting rights. That was one I loved to see. The masks everywhere, the COVID BS. And if you're like me and you tried to tune in to the March Madness tournament and you had to flip it off every time because of all the damn propaganda, which is just so sad. So, you know, I'm somebody that came from sports media. I still like watching sports. It's fun. I've now gotten to a point where if I want to escape political stuff for a moment and I want to watch sports, I have to go watch replays of old games. I'm not even kidding you. I cannot watch any live sports anymore. The NFL ramped it down a little bit this year, but the NBA is just completely out of control. Most of these sports that have no crowds, it's like not fun to watch them now anyway. And so I just can't watch sports anymore. The left has destroyed sports. They have destroyed sports. They've destroyed that part of our culture, and they're coming after all of it, folks. So just like they've destroyed sports, they're going to destroy everything else. All the way down to the high school level, they got them kneeling for the anthem, talking about how racist America is. We're sick of it. We want to play ball. Okay? We want to play ball and drink a cold beverage and have a hot dog and nachos. We're sick of being told how racist and misogynist and how we don't have voting rights in this country and we're wearing masks and so we can't have crowds. We're done with it, man. Oh, but you can't do it. So you're forced to ingest the propaganda no matter where you turn these days. And mainstream media, sports, pop culture, Hollywood, all of it is propaganda 24/7, killing our souls. So here's what was going on. The entire Georgetown basketball team kneels for their national anthem, then proceeds to lose by 23 points. Probably would have lost by 23 points anyway. That's not the story. But again, the kneeling in what other country? Man. And so this was the other propaganda I kept seeing. Voting rights everywhere. Voting rights, voting rights, voting rights. Everybody already has voting rights! That's like, I mean, but see, it's so ridiculous. Everybody can go vote in this country that's of the age and that hasn't committed a felony. You can go vote. Takes a couple steps. Yeah, it sucks. Sucks to go take the steps to the DMV too. But we're not changing those laws, are we? So it's voting rights during commercials, voting rights during the game, voting rights, voting rights, voting rights. And now Senator Warnock says they're going to cancel the filibuster. The Democrats are going to end the filibuster because they have to pass voting rights no matter what. Now, what are they actually talking about? Again, all Democrats do is lie. So when they're saying something like this, you have to find out, okay, what are they lying about? It's not about voting rights. They want to make it so they can vote illegally. They want to make it so they can rig any election any which way they can. I mean, you take gerrymandering. I think it's Maryland's District 2. There's some district in Maryland. I mean, folks, it's a joke how they've gerrymandered it. Like, there's parts of the district that aren't even touching one another. But see, it's how they rig the rules, and Republicans do it too. But it's mostly Democrats, you'll see historically. They rig the rules so they can get the voting results they want. Gerrymandering. Well, now they're just doing it with everything. Yeah, there's your districts in Maryland. Look at that red district. Look at that. I'm sorry, it's just so ridiculous, man. And we put up with it. We put up with it. Yeah, Maryland's third. It's probably the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life. But that's the gerrymandering, and Democrats did it. So now they're just gerrymandering with voting rights. So you won't need an ID. You won't need to be a citizen. You can get a mail-in ballot without having an official ID. You can mail 5,000 times via mail-in ballot. And they just want to sign it all into law so that they can rig elections. So that's one of the big propaganda items they're pushing, and I think that's why they want to end the filibuster. because they know Holly or Cruz or somebody else is going to step in and make sure they don't pass these voting laws to allow cheating in elections to happen routinely and without much resistance. Other political developments. U.S. Secretary of Education cancels $1 billion of student loan debt. Now, it turns out this is for only 72,000 potential borrowers, that this $1 billion of student loan debt is going to be forgiven. And it's very confusing because it seems very open-ended here. But they're basically saying if colleges defrauded you in some way, that you don't have to pay for the federal loans, to which I would say, anybody who's received a federal loan would then be eligible for this forgiveness. Now, this is a very complicated thing because, and I think, you know, I'm kind of a good example. I've paid a lot of student loan debt off, quite a bit, just shy of six digits. And so there's part of me, you know, selfishly like, well, I had to pay off my debt. Well, why shouldn't the others? But another part of me says, look, the colleges are a ripoff. If anybody should go bankrupt and out of businesses, it should be the universities, not the individuals. So it's a catch-22. You did sign on to the dotted line, but it was obviously unfair business tactics. These kids don't know really what they're getting into. They don't know what $100,000 really is in value when you're 17, 18 years old and you're signing off to these student loans. So it's very underhanded tactics that these universities engage in, and the high schools too. And so it's a big racket. So part of me is like, forgive the student loan debt, let the universities go under. Another part of me is like, hey, you signed the dotted line. There's too many people that have paid off their student loan debt, so it'd be unfair not to. But that's a serious debate. But we're too busy, debating whether masks are good or trying to figure out the right size COVID swab to shove up your anus to test for COVID in a ridiculous world. What is going on in Baltimore, by the way? You've had their three last mayors have all been engaged in corruption. Now you have Baltimore District Attorney Marilyn Mosby under federal investigation with her husband. Okay, what is going on? And by the way, if the future is female, all of these people in Baltimore were female. The mayors and now this DA, all female. So future is female. I don't think it has anything to do with their gender. I think it has to do with their Democrat Party is what it is.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep Biden from getting your guns, just keep them upstairs. You can't climb the stairs, folks. Will Biden ever be allowed to climb the stairs of Air Force One again? Will they have to install one of those electric chairs that you sit in, takes you up the ramp? Probably be the best idea if they were, if the Democrats could be honest about anything, they would just install the electric mobility chair onto the Air Force One ramp. I mean, why wouldn't you? Biden can't walk or talk. He's severely demented. I mean, that would be the common sense kind thing to do. But see, the big lie is that Biden's so healthy. Biden can, he can run. He can ride a bike. He could beat up Trump. Remember that old thing? Oh, Biden, he could beat up Trump. He's so tough. But then you'd see him having to use an electric mobility chair up the Air Force One ramp, and that would put that narrative to bed. So they couldn't do that. So Biden is basically being tortured by the lies of his own party right now. And so he'll be forced to go up and down Air Force One until he dies in a year, two, four, who knows. And he'll probably fall. I think it's a fair guess to say, let's say in 4 years, I mean, how many times over under – how many times Biden falls going up and down the Air Force One steps? I'd say over under is two. I'd say over under is two. What would you take on that? Over or under? What about you right there? Under? What about the rest of the crew? We've got one under. I say over under two, Biden falls down the steps. The crew says it's erroneous because they're never going to put Biden on camera going up the steps again. And so that's what my cameraman is saying, why he's taking the under two. So what are they going to do? Ban the media from being outside Air Force One? The escalator. Give Joe the escalator. Now, that'd be one way they could get around it. But see, let me tell you, people are so savvy these days with smartphones and drones and everything. They'll still find a way to get a picture of Biden on the steps falling down. He will fall down at least one more time before his presidency is finished. It's just a matter of if we will see it or not. All right, but here's Biden in an incredible moment. I'm wondering why this guy even ran for president, because here he is, of course, just, flopping and flailing around as a virtue signal, saying that Kamala Harris is smarter than him. But let's just listen to the glad handing they're doing at the CDC. It's all political theater, folks. It's all virtue signal. It's all them patting each other on the back, patting each other on the head, portraying themselves as these goody two-shoes. They're laughing. They're giggling during the deadliest pandemic ever at the CDC. And then here's Joe Biden. That's what they would do if they had any respect for Biden, so that he wouldn't have to fall down the stairs, give him the electric mobility chair. But here's Biden saying that Kamala Harris is smarter than he is.
And I shouldn't have done that because I wanted to yield to my vice president, who's smarter than I am.
Well, there's not giggling? Much to add to that, Mr. President.
I was just sorry.
But I will say that I do believe that this administration, with the leadership of our president, is without any question about science.
Oh, my gosh. Here, I want you to listen to it one more time without me cackling. Just listen to the absolute joke that this administration is.
And I shouldn't have done that because I wanted to yield to my vice president, who's smarter than I am.
Well, there's not much to add to that, Mr. Parker.
I was just sorry.
But I will say that I do believe that this administration, with the leadership of our president, is without any question about science.
What did I tell you? I tell you, she always brings her hands up over her shoulders. It's a thing she does. It's all body language at these people. Phony, phony, phony. So there's Biden, phony, like he can't even stand up straight, leaning against the desk. There's Harris always putting her hands above her navel for whatever reason. That's her go-to thing. Always cackling. This administration is a joke. It's all theater for them. It's all glad-handing. It's all feeling like they're great, feeling like they're doing something. It's all fakery, folks. But why did Biden even run? If Kamala Harris is smarter than you, Joe, why did you even run? Why are you even president? What is going on? My gosh.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Challenge. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, in the last week, we have seen the Democrat Party and its media cohorts. It's all one and the same, really. When you say Democrat Party, you're talking about mainstream media, you're talking about Hollywood, you're talking about politicians. It's all one and the same. They have been forcing a new agenda, a new narrative down our throats that Asian Americans are the big victims of white supremacy now. And so when it was black people attacking Asians in San Francisco or New York or Chicago, they didn't seem to bat an eye. It wasn't a story then. Then when they had the white psychopath who had a sex addiction to porn, which they won't want to talk about that because they probably all do too. Then all of a sudden it was, oh, wow, Asian Americans are victims of hate crimes. And you saw that narrative going from coast to coast in the mainstream media in Hollywood. And then some left wing Asian Americans buying onto it, but not really, I think, like the Democrat Party wanted them to. Gina Bontempo is of Asian descent. She's the manager of Candace Owens. She's been very outspoken on this issue. And so I wanted to get her take on all of this. Gina, thank you for joining us. It doesn't seem to me that the hate whitey or the racial division politics from the Democrat Party are working so well on Asian Americans like they wanted it to.
Yeah, they're trying desperately to continue this narrative of white supremacy is destroying America. And I always knew this was going to happen. I always thought to myself, I said, they are coming next for the Asians. And they are going to try very hard to manipulate us into this race war that they have developed over the last, you know, couple of decades at this point. And, you know, the funny thing, though, Owen, is I think a lot of Asians are falling for it. And here's why. My generation of Asian people have not experienced the same that our parents or our grandparents' generation has. So many of our parents and grandparents' generations, they fled from communism. They fled from countries that were actually socialist, and they came to America for a better life. So they understand the fight, and they understand what America offers. But where do you find most Asians today? You actually find most of them in the university system. So many of them have been indoctrinated. Many of them have been brainwashed into believing that America is evil and racist. So I think that's why the Democratic Party now is really working overtime to see how many Asian Americans they can get to buy into this narrative. Because obviously the shooting in Atlanta had nothing to do with race. Just like George Floyd's death and Breonna Taylor's death and Ahmaud Arbery, none of those deaths had anything to do with race either. But they've twisted the narrative to somehow make it about white supremacy. And something that I've been saying from the very beginning is that now all of a sudden you want to talk about stopping Asian hate when you have been intentionally blocking out Asians from the top schools around the country because we're too smart, we're too successful, our test scores are too high, and now all of a sudden you want to talk about stopping Asian hate. I mean, it's really, if you take a step back and look at it, it's really, really pathetic that they're trying to do this. But I always knew it was going to come, and I always knew it was going to arrive. And unfortunately, I see a lot of young Asian Americans who are falling for it.
I did notice it was the younger generations. And of course, where did you find it? You find it on TikTok. You find it on social media. And I realized something, because like I kind of felt bad for a segment I did. Not really felt bad, but I felt maybe it was unnecessary. But it was this Oregon female basketball player complaining because she doesn't get the same equipment as the men's tournament. And I just played the clip and I was like, look, honey, nobody cares about your tournament. Sorry. That's just the fact. So yeah, you don't get near, the investment and capital that the men's tournament get. That's just common sense. But, you know, she maybe just, you know, she's young. She may not understand economics, and after all, she attends a major university. So probably being misled on that. But I realized it's the victim economy that is really the problem here. So she probably couldn't care less. She probably never even planned on using the weight room. She just thought, hey, I can act like a victim on social media and I'll go viral. Bam, she did. I fell for it. And so I think the same thing is happening now, because I'm seeing, you know, young Asian Americans, like you're saying, is saying, oh, all this hatred against Asians, which, by the way, I never saw before, except at the major universities, like you were saying, people being rejected even though they get higher test scores, saying, oh, why do you hate Asians? Look at all the great stuff that we do for you and all this stuff. It's like nobody hates Asians, but they want to invest into the victim economy. How much of that do you think is going on where people just want to get into this victim economy and they say, oh, if I do a complaint video, I can invest into this?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's something that I tweeted today, too. I'm now seeing all of these multimillionaire Asian actors, actresses, fashion designers, influencers who are now getting on Instagram and they're crying and they're saying that it's racist to ask an Asian person where they're from. It's racist to ask how to pronounce their name. And it's all just a trend at this point. They are just trying to get clicks and views. They are just trying to make more money. They are just trying to find a way to stay relevant. And the best way to do that right now is to make yourself be a victim. No matter how successful you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how well you're doing it today, no matter how much you have taken advantage of the American dream and taken advantage of everything this country has had to offer you, no matter how much success you've had, you still adopt the victim narrative because it's the trendy thing to do. It gets you more followers. It gets you more pats on the back. And I think that's a big part of what's happening right now is that it doesn't matter what race you are. Everyone wants to be on the in crowd, right? Everyone wants to feel like they're a part of it and they want to feel like they're a part of the trend. And the trend right now is to make yourself be a victim. However you can make that happen, however you can spin the story. And I think that's the most pathetic thing because our parents' generation, the immigrants that came into this country, our parents, they completely set aside the victim narrative and chose to be successful and chose to rise up. Many of them came to this country with nothing. They couldn't even speak English. They got no assistance from the government and they could have stood up and played the victim card all they wanted, but they chose to throw that aside and just pull themselves up by their bootstraps. So I think it's pathetic and it's really, really, it's just disheartening to see so many young Asian Americans who have thrown away their parents' legacy to adopt this popular victimhood narrative.
We'll see how it plays out. And you know, I see two things happening here because I talk about the dichotomy of the two realities between the left and the right. I think the mask is the perfect thing. You know, you see a bunch of people in a mask, two masks, you have a pretty good idea who they voted for. You see people without masks, you can take a pretty good assumption there as well. But there's also a patriot economy. So it's this weird thing where it's like you can choose. Do you want to invest in like the pro-freedom, pro-human patriot economy? Like, for example, you work with Candace Owens. There's an individual who invested in the patriot economy. She invested in the pro-freedom economy, the free market economy. Look at how well she's done for herself. It doesn't matter that she's a black and a Republican. They say that that'd be impossible. No, she's made it to the top. She's climbed to the top of the ladder in 4 years. So she invested in that. But on the other side, you see the opposite. They invest in the victim mentality. Oh, how can I be a victim? What can I do to invest in the victim economy? It's the easy way out. I think it's laziness.
It's absolutely laziness. Yeah, it really is. And you see a lot of companies now, too, whether it's, you know, someone who makes a movie that has this woke narrative or they remake some men's superhero film to star all women. And it just flops. Because when you go woke, you go broke because nobody wants to see that. Nobody actually likes to see that. Nobody wants to pay for that. And the sad thing is that people, we're seeing them fall on their faces. We're seeing them fall flat because they're not taking advantage of what this country really has to offer. I mean, my parents taught me ever since I was a kid, I got made fun of for having, you know, Chinese looking eyes, whatever. My parents told me, whatever, do well in school. And I did. I dominated everybody in school. I did better than all my peers. And now those bullies that made fun of me when I was a kid, they DM me and say, I'm so sorry I said those things because I've risen above them. And so it's really pathetic to see this because it's just, it's all for clout, really. And at the end of the day, the funny thing is that they're just shooting themselves in the foot because they could be so successful if they pushed it aside.
No, that's it. It is all for clout. And that's it exactly. When you build a victim economy, it's a shell economy. It's a hollow economy. When you build a perseverance economy, a pro-human economy, its foundation is strong. It's thick. That's why Candace Owens is guaranteed to be successful when all these other people that invest in the victim economy, oh, I'm a victim because I'm black. I'm a victim because I'm Asian. I'm a victim because who knows what happened to me. Oh, my gosh. They're never going to be successful. But see, that's the trick is they think the more they can be a victim, the more they invest in the victim economy, the more they can be victimized, then and only then will they be the most successful victim of all of them. I'll be the biggest victim. That'll put me on the map. That'll make me successful. No, it'll make you the exact opposite. We'll have another segment with Gina coming back on the other side. I want to get into the double standards. If liberals didn't have double standards, they'd have none at all. They won't say Chinese flu, but you can say Brazilian variant. You can say European strain. Oh, anything and everything but China or Wuhan. No, don't even think about that.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Twitter is where you can follow her and all of her great takes and content. Gina is an investor in the perseverance economy. We don't need to go off onto her story, but former liberal, she would claim, and she's come a long way since then. But we don't need to tell Gina's full story, but you can find it there for yourself on Twitter at Floria Gina, always good on current events and topics. And, of course, is doing great work with Candace Owens. And I noticed, though, Gina, before we get into the news, you know, how dare you come on this broadcast and culturally appropriate Asian culture by sitting on the floor of your house there? I can't believe that you would do that clearly because of the content of this segment right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I'm doing is I'm showing my Asian privilege with my very flexible hips, which I'm sure is very offensive.
And your shoes are probably off, too, because your floors are clean.
Oh, you bet. No shoes in the house.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. All right. What do you make of this, though? To me, it shows how the left is really just entirely controlled by the television or whatever the language police say. So if you say China flu, you're racist. If you say Wuhan flu, you're racist or any variant of that. But Brazilian strain, you know, European virus, like you can say any other way and that's okay except China. What do you think of that?
The left has been trying to control our language for a long time, and they try and do it in every single arena, in every category. And they're doing that because when you control the language and when you control people's words, you control the people. And so they started doing that with the pronoun nonsense. They started doing that with you can't say China virus, you can't say Kung flu, can't say any of that. But Brazilian variant is okay. And so we're seeing the left always find new ways to try to control our language. And it can be something as small as saying Brazilian variant, but you can't say the China flu. And it can be something as big as pronouns. And their entire goal is to control us and to control how we speak, to control what we do, to control what kind of vaccines we take. And they start very small by controlling the language. And so this is yet another example of how they're trying to assert dominance over us. And people will just do anything to listen to them. The masses will, they'll change their language. They'll say things that are more politically correct. And this is what they're doing. And this is yet another small example of that.
I'm curious, has anybody ever directly called you a Wuhan or a virus or a Wuhan virus or anything like that?
Never. I mean, I have not once since the China virus hit, I have not once heard anything directed towards me. I always ask my Korean family, too. I'm like, have you guys heard anything, anybody say anything to you? And they're like, no, never, not once. I have a lot of family that lives in New York City. My Korean grandmother lives in New York City. My cousin and his wife live there. They're both Korean. And I always ask them, I said, have you heard any racist things said to you about the Wuhan virus? And they said, nope, everything seems pretty normal here. I mean, I actually, you know, I can think of maybe just counting on one hand the times that anyone has ever said anything remotely offensive to me in terms of race. And, you know, the funny thing is the most of those people were black people, which actually kind of brings back to what we were saying about the violent crimes committed against Asians. They want to make it out to be white supremacy. But if you look at the numbers, the most people who commit violent crimes against Asians are black people in inner cities. But that, of course, doesn't fit their narrative. So they're never going to tell us that. They're never going to show us those statistics.
And, you know, actually, on that note, one of the odd things that I noticed, because these crime statistics did come out across the board, and I'm not really sure, maybe it just shows that we're all racist, but it's in a backwards way. Across the board, every skin color group, the number one perpetuator of violent crimes against them is from their own skin color group. Whether it's white people, Asian people, black people, Latino people, the number one committer of violent crimes against them is always the same color group. So I don't know what to take away from that, but I found that an interesting with some of the statistics that were coming out. The reason I ask you that, though, is because There was a guest on CNN, and I'm just led to believe that anybody on CNN is lying. That's just through experience. And this person owned a Chinese food restaurant. I forget where it was. The crew may be able to find it. But they claimed that somebody wrote Wuhan flu on their doors and spray painted, you know, China virus on their doors and, you know, all this stuff. And, of course, they got the CNN interview and they had all the pictures. I think it was fake. I think it was another fake hate crime, just like Jussie Smollett and the rest of them. And, of course, oh, here's the pictures, and then they get on CNN. So I'm the same. I've never heard anybody ever call someone the Wuhan flu because they're Asian. It just seems like more made-up garbage by the left.
Yeah, I mean, we now have an entire group of dumb liberals that they were racist to me, but I can't tell you who it was. Meghan Markle, great example. She just went on Oprah last week, whenever it was, and claimed that somebody in the royal family dared to ask what color her baby's skin was going to be. And then when Oprah asked Prince Harry, well, who was it that said that? Well, I can't tell you. Oh, that's convenient. You can't tell us who it was. And then even, who's that basketball player? Is it Jeremy Lu? I'm not good with basketball, but he also said that on the court. Jeremy Lin, yeah, he said on the court, oh, people were making really racist remarks to me about the Wuhan flu. And when they asked him, okay, can you tell us who? He's like, I can't tell you who. So, and then you have Colin Kaepernick has done the same thing. He said, people have said racist things to me. Okay, can you tell us who? No, I can't. So now you have this group of liberals, these dumb liberals who come up with these fake stories of people that have said racist things to them and have said heinous things to them, but they can't tell you who it is. And so these hoax hate crimes are within the same category. It's now popular to make up some sort of hate crime that has happened to you. I mean, I heard of another one happening last year of, I think it was a black student at a university. He wrote himself a hate note with the N-word all over it and put it on his car windshield and tried to act like it was from some white kid in the university. Turns out it was him. So what does this tell us? It tells us that America is so racist that people have to make up stories of people being racist to them, which is absolutely absurd.
Which is, of course, the investment in the victim economy, which is why I think Jeremy Lin was making those claims about the coronavirus. Apparently, they identify the player. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. I've sat courtside at NBA games. Calling someone coronavirus would be the least offensive thing that is said on an NBA court. I can tell you that from experience. It's quite horrifying, actually, some of the conversations. Now, what do you make of this irony? Of course, cancel culture will always come for itself. These people are just out for blood. It's almost like an addiction. Teen Vogue staffer who opposed and was integral in the firing, who opposed the hiring and then was integral in the firing of Alexi McCammond, the young girl who made, I guess, I forget what the racist thing she said. I don't even remember. I couldn't even care less. But apparently, so now they found out, though, Christine David, who is a queer, fat Philippinx femme in Brooklyn. That's her own explanation, okay? Is she's a queer, fat Philippinx femme in Brooklyn. She has used the N-word in multiple Instagram or social media posts dating back to 2009. She didn't want to hire McCammon because of racism. She used the N-word. And now, is she going to get fired?
It's the same thing you said in the beginning. If liberals didn't have double standards, they would not have standards at all. And I mean, it's always the people that play police on the words that other people use, whether they said anything racist. It's always the people who spend time digging up other people's past that have said the most offensive things, probably just yesterday. They're the ones who probably say it behind closed doors all the time. That's the reason they're trying to play police. It always happens this way. I mean, that story, when I was first reading this story, I mean, I couldn't even keep up with it because I find it to be so irritating. I find it to be such a non-traversy.
All right,
Gina, hold right there.
We'll be right back.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, Tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Gimerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I mean, could you imagine the world, though, if the left wing actually built it in their image? Who would they wouldn't even want to live in that world. But that's the big trick of the victim economy. That's the big trick of the woke mafia. Gina Bontempo is with us for one more segment. I just wanted to give her a final word. What's big on her mind right now? And then let people know where they can follow you, follow her. So, Gina, you know, other than the discussion that we had, is there anything else that's big on your radar? And where can people follow your work?
I mean, look, the biggest thing, I'm actually going live tonight on my Instagram to talk a little bit more about this fake narrative of white supremacy and how statistically the people who commit the most violent crimes against Asians are black people. But I'm taking it a step further, because the issue still, even though black people commit the most violent crimes against Asian, the issue is not a race at the end of the day. The issue is that we have a problem that the Democrats are trying to distract us from every day, and that is violent crime in inner cities committed by an overwhelming amount of black people. And what's broken right now is Black American culture. We're not talking about it because if you look at the statistics between Black immigrants and American-born Black individuals, Black immigrants have way lower rates of crime, way lower rates of poverty, higher marriage rates, lower rates of unemployment, everything. So what's happening right now is a breakdown of Black American culture, and it's manifesting in a lot of violence and crime in inner cities. And that's something that we're not talking about. I work with Candace Owens and I manage her nonprofit, the Blexit Foundation. So very passionate about what's happening in Black America right now. So I'm going live on my Instagram tonight. You can follow me at GM Florio. And then on the other side of that, I also run a fitness and health coaching business. So if anyone is looking for some assistance, we're doing a spring health challenge starting next month. You can go to my Instagram page to find more information about that. And of course, follow me on Twitter too. I'm always saying offensive things and getting in trouble. And so I think it's only a matter of time until I'm in permanent Twitter jail right next to you, Owen.
Well, it'll be an honor. I've been here so long, there's basically my the couch has molded my butt into it. I've been in the Twitter jail for so long. I'm such a regular here. Gina, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Owen. See you next time.
All right, there she goes. And, you know, she talks about, she does have a health blog. And, of course, we here at InfoWars are very much into health, myself particularly. And I can tell you the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are very key to my health and physical regimen. And so I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus every day, every night, other staples in my system, the krill oil. I've been off and on with Alpha Power. I don't really need it per se. And when I take it, it's very noticeable. So not really something that I need right now. VasoBeat Complete, just absolutely incredible. The nitrates in that, that is just a great supplement we have there. Just so many. They're on sale, 50% off right now. Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, always in my health pantry. The Bodies and or the Pure Turmeric Tincture, always in my cabinet as well. We're out of Bodies right now, but the Pure Turmeric Extract, just as good. Survival Shield X2, that's a must-have. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts as well. Free shipping on some of the items at InfoWarsStore.com. And, folks, it's a big, you know, Alex is out today. We may not be hearing from him tomorrow either. I'll be filling in on the Alex Jones Show. It's a big couple days here. It's going to be a big week for InfoWars. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I'm not at liberty to discuss right now, but there's a reason why Alex is out today, and there's a reason why he may be out again tomorrow and the day after. We'll see how it goes, but it's a big week here for InfoWars. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, so your prayers are going to be very necessary this week, and sharing the links, spreading the word about InfoWars and Band.video and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is all going to be key this week, folks. So please, prayers up for us. And continue to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and hopefully we'll have some great news coming up in a couple weeks here, if and when Alex is ever able to talk about it. Okay. Again, that's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I do have some other news here. I would like to maybe open up the phone lines, but you know what? That's what we'll do. We'll do it. You know what? It's a weak way of doing it, but we still do it. If you can get in, I let the crew decide who's the best caller. I got one more segment coming up after this segment. So I let the crew decide. The best caller, I usually take three or four in a segment. The best callers will get in on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. Tom Papert may take your calls afterwards. He's hosting Sunday Night Live. I'm sure he'd be willing to take your calls. But I can do one segment of calls today. And if you get in and you're, according to the crew, they'll have the judgment. The best callers will get on first, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. The best callers get on. Anything we've covered so far today is fair game. I have a couple of other news stories. Let me cover them right now. Kind of a big deal here. Robot doctors take over hospital to reduce COVID spread. Oh! And so now they have those little robot dogs with a tablet, like for a head, and now they walk around the hospital like, do you have COVID? So now the robot doctors are here. Wow. So that came about the age of COVID as well. That'll probably be a permanent thing now. U.S. woman gives birth to first known baby with COVID antibodies. Now, I am in touch with some nurses who sent me the story, and they said, you know, do you realize the implications here? And it's not necessarily about the antibodies, but what if, what happens to the baby of someone who's gotten a COVID vaccine, which most pregnant mothers that get the COVID shot, they end up having miscarriages or their baby dies. I'm sure it'll be good for you, though. But what happens to those babies? Or better yet, what if somebody gets a COVID vaccine or multiple COVID vaccines, the biotechnology, and then donates blood? And then a non-vaccinated person gets that blood. What are the implications of that? What are the differences in the blood? That's a big story that I think is coming up. Again, that was a notion shared to me by a couple of nurses that I'm in touch with. Israeli Jews petition International Criminal Court, say Israelis' mandatory COVID vaccines violate Nuremberg Code. Absolutely. Absolutely. Any common sense civil rights advocate would tell you that, but we don't have that now. We just have liberal lefties. We just have lefty progressive activists and militants now. Peer-reviewed study suggests CDC inflated COVID-19 fatalities. Oh, that's right. Of course, we gave you that peer-reviewed study a year ago when they were doing it, and they told us how they were going to bring about the numbers. Anybody that dies that tests positive for COVID dies of COVID. Doesn't matter if a bullet went through their head. Doesn't matter if they were flattened by a train. It doesn't matter if they were 110 years old. They died of COVID, and so now that's mainstream news. Telegraph is reporting China, the big trade winner from lockdowns in the West. Oh, yeah, big league, not just in trade, but in everything. The American economy collapsed. Small businesses collapsed. The supply chains collapsed. China never really locked down. They did for maybe a month, reopened, and now they're kicking ass in the global economy because they're open for business, and the Democrats are keeping the United States closed. And, people really hate Joe Biden, and this is people that not really necessarily like Trump. I was golfing yesterday, and we got linked up with a couple of locals here, me and my buddy from St. Louis, and they were like, oh, you're imports. And we were like, yeah, we're from Missouri. Oh, thank God you're not from California. And we were like, yeah, believe me, buddy, we know. And they're like, okay, good. We don't want any more commies out here. It's like, oh, you don't have to tell us twice. And then, let's just say people are not happy at the price they're paying for gas. And there was another individual I met yesterday on the golf course who was 80-something years old. He was a Korean war vet. And he had some choice words, man, for Biden. Let me tell you, he wasn't a big Trump guy. He didn't really like Trump either. But he was like, oh, man, when you said Biden, though, I mean steam. And this guy had a hat on that he wore on the ship during the Korean War. Same hat. And I mean, the steam coming out of his ears when you start talking about Biden and the open border and the gas prices and the energy. Oh, man, it was something to behold. All right. When we come back, your phone calls, one segment of your phone calls on the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. And then Tom Papert takes over. The best callers will get on board, folks. So you better be good. Better be real good.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads, not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out.
except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, as usual, we got great callers on the line. We're going to take the best callers, though.
What do you say?
And Tom Papert may or may not take your calls. I have no guarantees. He's coming up, though, hosting Sunday Night Live. A couple of the final news headlines here, and we will go straight to the phone lines, from the headlines to the phone lines. Federal judge alleges Democrats are close to controlling all major news outlets. This is really a key story. I probably should have spent more time on this today, but it's just total veritas here. And so D.C. Circuit Court Judge Lawrence Silberman pointing this out, saying that the Democrats in control of the media is a threat to American democracy. He also thinks that his own decision in the New York Times versus Sullivan should be overturned because he's seeing the bias against Trump and Republicans from the media. Quote, the increased power of the press is so dangerous today because we are very close to one-party control of these institutions. And they're going for that full control. These are totalitarians that we're dealing with. Our court was once concerned about the institutional consolidation of the press leading to a bland and homogenous marketplace of ideas. It turns out that ideological consolidation of the press, helped along by economic consolidation, is the far greater threat. Although the bias against the Republican Party, not just controversial individuals, is rather shocking today, it is not new, it is long term. Secular trend going back to at least the 70s. I could go on and on, but he's spot on. Absolutely correct. Everybody sees it. Only the left is in denial of their own totalitarianism. Former FDA commissioner says that
the social distance mandate was costly and wasn't based on clear science. Yeah, now they're admitting, and the New York Times and the Washington Post are getting blamed for it. And they're saying, wait a second, we didn't come up with the 6 feet. Who came up with this? And they're asking around. Nobody knows who came up with it. I don't know. Probably Fauci. Probably Fauci, but he's the expert on everything, even though he's a lying con man and a fraud. Parody video showing Trump knocking Biden down Air Force Ones with a golf ball, MSNBC says could lead to an assassination attempt on Biden. Oh, okay. And so I'm sure that's why they'll never let you see him climbing the stairs again, because it'll lead to an assassination attempt, not because it's totally embarrassing for Biden. And oh, by the way, what about all of your coverage about how Trump was a Nazi and all the attacks on Trump, the people that attacked the podium, the people that tried to ram the presidential motorcade, the thousands of attacks on Trump supporters, the riots breaking out from radical Democrat terrorists at Trump events like in Chicago? Does that count for anything? Does your rhetoric that caused that count for anything? What about the violent crimes of Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Does any of that count with your rhetoric? Oh, no, I forgot. You're good liberals. You're above your own. You're above your own laws and orders and dictates. I forgot about that. Okay, we can squeeze in a couple phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Again, Tom Papert coming up with Sunday Night Live. May or may not be taking your calls. Let's start. What do you guys think here? Should we go? You guys like Justin in Minnesota. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Justin in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Owen, how are you, brother?
Good.
Good. Okay, really quick before I go to the main question for you. I called into the show before, and I asked you for some information about your workout regimen, and I just didn't get enough time to write it down on a piece of paper so I could go read about it. Could you repeat it?
I'm not going to do it here on the Jones Show, but if you do this, if you go to my Subscribestar and you subscribe to my Subscribestar and you send me a message, I will type it all out for you, brother. How about that? So I'll put it all down permanently. Go to my Subscribestar, subscribe, send me a private message. I always respond to my private messages there to all my subscribers. So if you do that, Subscribestar.com/Owen-Royer. Ask me the question. I'll send you the message there, Justin. I don't want to do it here on air, though. Let's go to Freeman calling in from FEMA Region 7. Freeman, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make an analogy about the mask.
Yeah.
The thought the other day, when you're a kid, you think there's a monster in your closet, you hide under the covers. But after a certain period of time, you realize hiding under the covers isn't going to do anything, even if there is a monster.
Or you realize there's not a monster.
Oh, yes. Hello, Owen. This is Dr. Fauci. I had to take over Freeman's line here. I'd like to thank my NSA associates for that. Before I get started, I have to address to you about these vaccine talk. Okay, the vaccine is good for you, Owen. You got to take it. It's just like when you're a kid. You got to take your vitamins. Oh, you can't tell to do vitamins. Okay. Just take the vaccine. In fact, we're going to tell you to take all the vaccines. You're going to take the Moderna, the Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca.
The funny thing is, Fauci, they're already mixing those vaccines. They already mixed a cocktail of those vaccines together in Europe because they weren't having success. They're like, well, let's just mix them together and give them to people. I'm not even kidding you. Did you know that, Fauci?
Excellent. They've been taking my advice. I had no idea. Thank you for letting me know, Owen.
This is the worst.
We need everybody to take our vaccines. And just so you know, we're going to have to start wearing at least 10 face masks. At least 10 face masks.
How many? All right, Dr. Fauci, how many face masks did you wear today?
I wore 11, just like Spinal Tap.
And Dr. Fauci, how many anal swabs did you apply today?
Oh, you don't even want to know. Please, I'd like you to give your regards to my good friend, Dr. President Lefto the Clown. Very good guy.
I will send my regards. Fauci. Thank you so much for dialing in today. Wow.
Thank you.
Fauci wears 11 masks. Confirmed. Wear a mask and swab that ass. All right. Good Lord. Oh, my gosh. What an insane time to be alive. What do you guys think here? Who should I go to next? All right, Max, you guys want Max? You guys want Brad? What do you guys think? Come on, crew. I told you to pick the best callers. You're letting me down. All right, Brad in New Jersey, you're on the you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Owen, I'm not going to ask how you're doing because everyone does that, and I know it's annoying, but I want to know a question from you here. Who's the top on your list for 2024, the Republican nomination, if Trump doesn't run? I want to know from a betting standpoint and a personal standpoint. And from my point, I'm taking Candace Owens for both.
I don't think Candace is going to run in 2024. I think maybe down the line she may have some political aspirations. I think she's got too much on her plate right now to be thinking about a presidential run. She's getting her new TV show. She just had a kid, and she just got married. So I don't suspect a Candace 2024. Maybe sometime down the line, maybe Senate or House. I think DeSantis, outside of a Trump, I think a DeSantis is probably strong. Rand Paul may have interest in running again. Ted Cruz may have interest in running again. I would say those are probably the obvious picks right now. I would expect there to be probably a couple, people that come out of nowhere and try to get involved. So I would say DeSantis, Cruz, and Rand Paul, probably your leading candidates right now for 2024. If you're talking about gambling, I haven't looked. I doubt there's even odds out there. They probably wouldn't come out until after the midterms anyway. But those, that would be where my money is. Maybe Don Jr. You never know. Don Jr. could throw his hat into the ring eventually. I'd kind of like him to. I kind of think I'd like his politics more than his father's, quite frankly. I don't know if Trump's planning on running again. I don't know. He did send out a scathing statement today on what's happening at the border. So he's obviously still concerned about what's going on. He said he's going to start his own social media company. I don't even think Trump wants to run again. I'm not sure if I would vote for him. So does that answer your question?
Oh, that does. And I kind of agree. I mean, if Kansas, she's kind of a wild card. She doesn't run. I definitely think DeSantis is on the top of the list. I think he's got the Trump personality somewhat, and he's got the political background, and he's coming from like some top schools too, so he can get like the establishment on board.
And
too.
I mean, look at the pedigree he's going to have coming in with all the success of the state of Florida. Of course, the left will try to deny all that, but that still exists. They can't deny it. Brad, thank you so much for the call. All right, we can squeeze in one more. Let's go to Pauline in New York. Pauline, you've got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the there's a person in Brooklyn, 90 years old, who has the Brazil variant? I've heard the mRNA makes you create viruses. So you're creating your own variant. Maybe that's how they're – and they said there's no way he travels. So they don't know how he got it. Maybe he's creating, shedding, making viruses that actually match with the Brazil one.
Yeah, I think
that interesting?
I think it's a lot of conjecture more than anything else, more than science. It's just a lot of conjecture. And so who really knows? They've never really isolated, as far as I know, any of these COVID variants anyway.
I have a real quick suggestion. Is there a way you guys could have a phone line to call in to listen to the show in case you don't use the computer?
I think we do. Guys, we do have one, do we not? We do have a listen line. What is that number? We have 15 seconds, guys. I'm a failure. I don't know the number off the top of my head. We do have a listen line. You could probably find it at Infowars.com. That's it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. I'm going to be handing the reins over to Tom Pappert on the other side of this break.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfowarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfowarsStore.com.
Imerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. And then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Imerick's Essentials, 50% off. And free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brain Force Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.